Welcome to Second Floor Therapy, the podcast that talks about education, music education, and living your best life. Hello, I'm Eric Songer, middle school music educator, and this week's episode is on the standards. This week's episode was inspired by a professional development day that's coming up in my district on Monday, where we're going to spend some time on the standards. And I'm actually really excited about that because I'm a huge standards guy. I'm really into us coming up with learning targets and curriculum that is going to be make an impact in our kids and in our futures and in our communities. And we need to constantly be revisiting standards and coming up with what are the standards that we feel are important within our subject areas, within our grade levels for our students. So I was going to talk about a few things today related to that. And unfortunately, it's great, obviously, that we come up with all these great ideas on what the standards should be and what we want to teach and what we feel is important. But there's a lot of roadblocks into making that happen. And I want to talk about those roadblocks today and how we can hopefully bust through those roadblocks so we can make these standards come to life. So that first roadblock has to do with professional development. So like I started the show by saying is that we're having a professional development day coming up this Monday where we're going to talk about the standards, and I think that's fantastic. But what I think needs to happen with schools all across the country and districts is that we need to spend more time addressing the standards, and then we need to address time on what those standards are and how we can become better teachers and how we can acquire the knowledge and the ability to teach that knowledge and those skills and that creative spirit to our kids around those standards. See, the problem starts with this, is that I was in middle school, for example, in the 1980s, and most of my high school life was in the 1980s into the early 90s. Obviously, things have changed quite a bit in pretty much every curricular area that we study in school and our lives in general, and our instructional techniques have changed. And so teachers today, even those that are younger than me that went to school maybe, say, in the 2000s, life has still changed quite a bit. And we need to be taught as teachers how to teach these new standards. And we need to be taught what are these new standards. Because as teachers, we often default to the way we were taught. And we teach that way. And I would say a lot of teachers try to not fall into that trap. And unfortunately, and we'll address this later on in the episode, our communities especially expect for us to teach the way they were taught, because that's what they know. And a lot of times people think they are experts on teaching because everyone's been taught. They've all been around teachers. They've all had the experience of being a student. So we need to fall out of that trap, and we need to have professional development that centers around these standards. Now, I'm going to always come around the music standards because that's what I do in each one of these 4 points that I bring up today. And the music standards are, if you look at state and national standards, they don't just focus around performance, which is what a lot of people think when it comes to being in secondary music, whether that's choir, orchestra, band. There's so many other elements to music education. And if you've been listening to this podcast or know me, you know that that's a huge passion of mine, getting away from the traditional ideals of music education. And when you look at the national standards in music and you look at many state standards, they do get away from that. They talk about songwriting and composing. They talk about music production. They talk about different genres of music, music from different areas of the world, improvisation, music business. There's a lot of other areas of music outside of performance. But the problem is, that's the way we've been doing music for over 100 years. And you could say the same thing about many other subject areas, many other grade levels, that we need to look at the ways we've been teaching this criteria and get away from that. When it's relevant. Sometimes some of the things that we've done for decades, the reason why it's worked so well is because we need to continue doing it. So there's a fine line there. But going back to learning new ways and new standards, we need to be taught as teachers how to do that, and that needs to come through professional development time. I think the majority of professional development time in our districts should be spent on learning new concepts, the new standards, and how to teach them. And unfortunately, I think in a lot of districts, this is not true. I don't think we get enough time within our departments, within our subject area. And one reason for that is because it's hard. There's so many different subject areas. And when you're preparing a professional development day or an hour or a couple hours, you can't prepare for all those different subject areas, and you don't have the experts to do it within your building on your PD team. You need to have some other ideas on how to do this. Now, for me, it's conferences, and it's networking with other teachers who teach the same subject areas I do. And if we can find a way to do more of that, I think we'd be more successful at teaching the new standards. Now, the second roadblock to implementing new standards is money. Money is like the roadblock to everything, right? So if you don't have the funding, you're not going to have the staffing. You're not going to be able to provide the professional development that I just talked about. You're not going to be able to offer the courses where you're able to teach this curriculum. You're not going to be able to give this curriculum and these standards to all of the students that you say that you're going to give them to. So that pretty much sums it up right there. I could just move on to roadblock three. But here's what we need to do to fix those things. We need to start with state funding. We need to say to the state, hey, we have all these education groups that have put together these incredible sets of standards. There's no way we can set these standards if we can't keep up with the inflation rate in our funding to schools. And this goes for local funding too. We need to find a way to fund the schools so that this can happen. And then obviously we need to have a plan in place for once we have that funding, or maybe even before we get it and say, here's the plan, see all the great things we'll do with this. That's what we need to start with, one of those two areas to get that funding. And why is that funding necessary? Well, I already mentioned professional development, but we also need that funding to provide proper schedules. We just moved to a 6-period day in our school district. A lot of school districts are on 6-period days at their high schools and sometimes middle schools, and that's not ideal. Other schedules that are not ideal, the block schedule, where schools have 4 block periods for a semester, and they change to 4 other blocks the next semester. These are the cheapest ways to run school schedules, and they are not ideal for getting all these standards to kids. So we need to also look at that. We need to look at staffing. We need to look at class sizes. We need to reduce those class sizes so we can implement these standards. Again, looking at music, one reason music education is a bargain for schools is because we meet in groups of 60. We have 60 kids in a choir or in a band. But when you start doing modern bands and guitar classes and theater classes and dance classes and music history classes or piano classes, you can't do those classes with 60 kids. You need to have smaller class sizes like the other subject areas. So we need the funding in order to get those classes down. We also need to talk about how many kids are getting this education. Well, again, when you're on these 6-period days and these full block schedules, kids are not getting an experience in these opportunities to get these standards. We're also running out of time to give standard or for teachers to learn standards when they're in the classroom too much and they don't have enough time to prep. So that's why money is so important to making these standards come to life. The next roadblock is you need your school district on board. You need your district to have a full and complete understanding of what these standards are. Now, pretty much every school district is going to look at the state standards and national standards and say, hey, we want our school to be a school that is able to achieve these standards. So they're going to give the teachers and give administration, basically say to them, hey, you need to make this happen. But the question is, do they really want to make that happen? Again, let's look at the music standards. The music standards have all sorts of standards that are not around performance-based music classes. So they want students to be able to compose. They want students to be able to learn music history and culture. And they want students to be able to learn modern bands and music from different parts around the world and be able to evaluate music and analyze music. So when you do that, you're probably going to take away from the performance-based side of things. Now, there's a couple things that go around that. If you have enough funding, you wouldn't have to take away from that, and you could still provide those really positive experiences and have those great bands and marching bands and pep bands that the community so loves. But if you don't have enough funding, then you're going to be taking away from those performance aspects. You may not have the marching band anymore or the pep band or a very reduced component of it. And is that truly what a district wants? Do they want those standards then to be achieved when it's taking away from other things because there's not enough funding? So the district needs to understand what those standards are in addition to the teachers. And in addition to building administrators, we all need to be on the same page when it comes to this, and we need to have an end result that we like. And it's all tied in, again, with the professional development and the money side of things. So we need to have those conversations. And the last potential roadblock is community. So community also needs to be on board with this. So again, like I said, mentioned earlier, a lot of times community members think schools are like what they were when they were in school and think that's what the expectations should be. And I don't fault them in thinking that. I mean, I used to think that. I still, to an extent, actually think that schools, there were a lot of positives that when I went to school, when I was in middle school, we had an 8-period day, which I thought was awesome. And I still think is awesome. And I think it's the ideal way that we should go about things. But there might be some contrary views to that. And there's definitely some things that when I went to middle school and high school that we shouldn't do anymore. So we need to tell the community, here are the standards. Here's what we'd like to do. And here's why these standards are important. And here's why it's better than what it was when you went to school, when I went to school. The world has changed. We all get that. We can all think to our profession and to our families and look at how technology and how improvement and knowledge has changed the way we live, and hopefully for the better a lot of times. And these standards are also hopefully things that if we are able to implement, will also change our schools, our communities, and our futures for the better. But the communities need to be on board. Again, going back to the music discussion, if we don't fund the music programs, and yet we want them to implement all these new music standards, which, by the way, I think are wonderful, I think are great, but if we don't fund the ability to do those standards, guess what? We're not going to have a marching band, or at least a marching band that's as good as it is now. We're not going to have pep bands at as many games. We're not going to have the level of performance that you're used to in your music groups, because we're doing all these other standards, which are great, but you just can't implement a bunch of new standards and say, keep doing everything else the same without adding staffing, adding funding. And this goes for all subject areas. We need to be very open and let the community know that here are the standards. Here's what we want to do. Here's what's going to make our community and our schools great. But we need to all be on board with those decisions. Before I go this week, I would invite you to check out standards in your state and in our country and check them out for different subject areas, for different grade levels, and just maybe find one of a subject area that's of interest to you and see what those standards are. And then see what's going on in your schools and see if that matches up. And actually see if you agree with what the state standards are and national standards. And have conversations with teachers, with administration, your kids, and see what they think about what's being taught. I think those are wonderful places to start. You're making yourself more knowledgeable, more intelligent, and you're opening yourself up to having conversations about these things. And it also makes you see just how challenging this is for school districts, for our state government, for teachers, for administrators, for communities to make this all work. Standards, like I said, are great. I love our national and state music standards. I think they're amazing. But to implement them is going to take a lot of work, and we're going to have to work through these four roadblocks I mentioned here today. I'd love to have a conversation about this. This is something I'm really passionate about. You can always contact me via email. I'm at eric@songerstudio.com. That's eric@songerstudio.com. I'm also on Twitter @EricSonger. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me on Second Floor Therapy. Keep spreading your joy and shining your light upon the world. Have a great week.
Thank you.